Local jazz pianist and composer Ron DeSalvio is a Renaissance man. He teaches jazz at Kalamazoo College, runs his own heat treating business out of Homer, Michigan, and even made up his own shorthand called Delta Diatonics. DeSalvio taught himself how to play piano, but before that, he played accordion.
And I tried out for the High School of Music and Art in New York City, and I played a Chopin impromptu on the accordion. And they said to me, sorry, we don't have a place for that instrument in this school. So that was one of my many rejections in life. So at that same time, I got my father and my mother, who happened to be divorced when we were very young, which was unheard of back in an Italian family back in those days. However, my dad always kept in contact. And he was very involved in my music because he played the saxophone and the bass. And he helped me with my accordion to form a band, a three-piece band, accordion, bass, and guitar, and got us some work, actually, in the Catskill Mountains. So I had my first group when I was 14, trio, that I arranged all the music for, and did that for quite a few years. And then my dad took me to hear Dave Brubeck live at Carnegie Hall. And I was sitting in basically the front row, and I can see Dave Brubeck's feet because it was eye level. And anyway, I was 16, and I left that concert, and I came home and said to my mom, Mom, I've got to play piano.
This song is from DeSalvio's first album called Appassionato, an Italian suite he dedicated to his father. DeSalvio has performed with jazz greats like Sonny Rollins, Joe Henderson, and Roland Kirk, and 5 years ago, he made a tribute album to Miles Davis's Kind of Blue with the last member of Miles Davis's ensemble, drummer Jimmy Cobb. The album is called Essence of Green.
What I tried to do with Essence of Green was what Miles Davis did with Kind of Blue, had very precise arrangements. So I had my roadmap, I had everybody's chart, and we played it basically once through before we recorded it. So there was no rehearsals. And that's what I was trying to capture, the spirit of Kind of Blue, where they got together and they just did this music. So I think it succeeded in that. I'm very pleased with the way the musicians played. And of course, having Jimmy Cobb was just the icing on the cake.
Unlike his previous work, DeSalvio's latest recording, 24 Days of Christmas, was more of an accident.
I had this idea to send out a Christmas card to all my pianist friends, you know, and I said, well, I'll just arrange Silent Night. I'll just play it once through with some really nice jazz harmonies and print it up and paste it on a nice card and send it out. So I did that. I never got to send out the card, however, because what happened was I did the arrangement of Silent Night. It was right after Thanksgiving. And the next day I woke up and it was Joy to the World for some reason. And then the next day it was God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. And the long story short is that before December 24th, I had 23 pieces done.
He added the 12 days of Christmas for an even 24. DeSalvio explains his goal for the album.
I'm going to play these pieces once through. And I'm going to keep the melody totally intact. However, I'm going to change everything else. Harmony, rhythms, whatever.